Very good morning to you. Welcome to our Bird Notes. This is Dwight Davis. This morning, with the new season having begun, we'll talk about a summer bird. Actually, many of the birds here now could be called summer birds, having come from Central and South America for the breeding season. But there's only one bird that can lay claim to having summer in its name, the summer tanager. This bird and its familiar relative, the scarlet tanager, bring their bright colors and their name from the tropics. The word tanager comes from the language of the Tupi tribe of the Amazon rainforest. They called these brightly colored birds tangeras, which was anglicized to tanager in the 19th century. The summer tanager, scientific name Piranga rubra, derives its genus name from piranga, another South American name for these birds, and rubra, of course, meaning red. And red this bird is. The male summer tanager is all red, a bright rose red. No other color, and no cardinal-like crest either, by the way. The female is much more subdued, olive above and orange-yellow below. It's a 7.5-inch bird, very common here in the South in the summer, eating berries and insects, with a special fondness for bees and wasps, which has led to the name bee bird in some parts of the South. The summer tanager spends its days in the dry woods, up in the oaks and pines. Now, one would think that this bright red bird would easily be noticed. Well, it isn't, because it usually spends its time moving very slowly and deliberately in the full foliage, surprisingly well concealed. It's more often heard before being seen. The song is robin-like, and the descending call is very distinctive. So look and listen for this red bird of summer. And here's what to listen for.